This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, this is a spiritual battle. It's like a movie. It's like The Matrix, where Agent Smith is everywhere and they can just activate through anybody he wants, and suddenly they become Agent Smith. I mean, I've got people literally just coming out of the woodwork to bring us down, flipping out, you name it. But you know what? People are coming out of the woodwork to also counter that, like it's Fight Club or something. So people are really showing their true colors right now. There's a spiritual battle happening on this planet. Marie Le Pen is up in the polls. She's neck and neck in many polls, despite the fact that the French government's trying to spin polls against her. And they said it's the French government's job to defeat her. French election week, Le Pen closing gap with Macron in many polls. It's up on Infowars.com. Here's a John Bowne report breaking it all down. Why is Infowars under such mega attack? Well, we know why. We're promoting nationalism, free market capitalism, local sovereign control, and comparing that to unelected globalism is very easy and very popular. And they know we're exponentially growing, so they want to shut us down as a way to intimidate everybody else and as a way to set a precedent. As I said earlier, first authoritarian movements shut down the independent press that is criticizing the power structure. Then it begins to actually persecute and go after people claiming they're spies or involved in espionage. They admit in the news 3 months ago, congressional hearings, I'm under criminal investigation for actually being a Russian spy.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot with
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread. And the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum. Russian scum.
You got all that?
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I began to realize that she is an angel and she wants to help me.
No, you've got to be sent for reprogramming.
Russian scum.
The stay behind networks, the deep state operatives, the shadow government that won't leave. Why are they coming after us? Look at Le Pen. Francis Le Pen. On offensive with a vote a week away, she's now ahead, even in their twisted polls, against her competitor in the runoff. Le Pen's Euro contortions underlined French reluctance to exit. Can Le Pen beat Macron in the French election despite losing in the first round? This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, and even if she loses, think of a nationalist anti-globalist that close to winning. That's why they want to punish her. She's under criminal indictment, and they're trying to disqualify her right now. And they're saying even if she wins, they're going to arrest her. She's a member of the EU Parliament, so she had immunity. Oh, yeah, the EU gave herself immunity. But now they're trying to strip that immunity.
The fake job scandal involving France's far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could amount to some 5 million euros. According to Agence France-Presse, investigators have unearthed new evidence suggesting 17 other Front National deputies are involved, among them her partner Louis Alliot and Front National Vice President Florian Philippot. Le Pen is alleged to have faked her parliamentary expenses to pay her bodyguard and assistant close to 340,000 euros. Earlier this month, French prosecutors asked the European Parliament to lift her immunity from prosecution.
The word's gone out. Lawsuits, attacks, whatever it takes, we're going to shut you. You're going to be shut down. And you know what? If that's what happens, that's what's supposed to happen. It's like the Alamo, baby. I'm never giving in. Victory or death.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns, there is a season turn.
Okay, I want to open the phones up, play a lot of Trump clips this hour, and talk about the Le Pen situation with her now in many polls ahead of the Macron globalists. This is very, very exciting. Those stories are up on InfoWars.com. I also want to get more into some video clips that are up on InfoWars.com with Maxine Waters saying Trump's illegal immigration comments are racist dog whistles. They're also now saying again that anybody that makes the AOK symbol is a white supremacist. And I guess it's supposed to say the three fingers mean white. Or like W, and then I guess power, an upside down P. Ladies and gentlemen, that's total schizophrenia. Total mental illness that the system's trying to give the public. Is the W Hotel racist because it's a W? The W means W, and the H means Heil Hitler, white Hitler. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Because it is crazy. Some of my listeners think that when I do the AOK sign, that I'm saying Illuminati. They claim that's Illuminati. No, I grew up with it in Jell-O commercials, and there was some type of coconut milk in a can. I remember there was like a black guy had a cool voice when I was a little kid. He'd go, coconuts, coconuts from Jamaica. Can somebody find that ad on YouTube? I bet if you go to YouTube and put in, coconut, that we can find that ad. It was like, and then he started doing the Almond Joy ads too. So he did coconut milk ads, he did Almond Joy, and that's how I got it in my head. And then Jell-O had ads throughout the 80s and stuff when I was still a kid then, a teenager, where didn't Bill Cosby do that and say, delicious? The point is it means A-OK. My dad, whenever something's A-OK, I'm like, hey, did I bring the right shingles up or the right hammer? And he'd have nails in his mouth and he'd do A-OK. And it means in international sign language, A-OK. In fact, before I even give the number out and hit other news, let's play Paul Joseph Watson's report dealing with this, because it just illustrates how crazy everything's gotten. It's up on InfoWars.com, because then Mike Cernovich got weak passes into the White House press corps. And he and another reporter went, hey, we got him. Obviously trolling the media, knowing they'd say that. But Trump does it all the time. When Trump says, I'm going to handle it. Are you guaranteed we're going to end up cutting your taxes? That clip's coming up next. He's in a speech today saying, we're going to cut them. We're going to get the economy going. In all corporate language, that means it's handled. What I love about Trump's mannerisms is he waves his arms around like I do. I have pretty much the same mannerisms as Trump. I wasn't trained in mannerisms. I didn't go to college for it. I've had media people ask why I wave my arms around. I've had Italians come out so many times at my rallies and events. Even at my grandfather's funeral, I gave a speech, and this Italian guy that was in his church came up and he goes, I loved your grandpa, but by the way, are you Italian? Because you wave your arms around even more than we do. But that's just what I do. I can't help it. I talk with my hands. And Trump does the exact same mannerisms. I mean, I've gone back to videos I did 15 years ago, and it's this hand signal. It's this hand signal. It's that hand signal. It's the thumb. It's pointing. They say don't point. People don't like it. Well, guess what? Trump points. They found it. They found the coconut guy. Was it for coconut milk? What is it for? Yeah, it's for coconut milk. What is it? 7-Up. Okay, see, I remember like coconut milk or something, or Almond Joy. Showing my memory, 7-Up, no caffeine, Jeffrey Holder. But I think he did ads for other people, too. Here, let's back him up and play this. Go ahead and start it from the beginning, please. Oh, there's no audio on that computer. Okay, well, as soon as you can download it, we'll play it. So, I just remember him doing the hand signs. Does he do it in the ad like I remember? He just did it. Okay, I missed that. See? Boom. From 40 years ago. I was like 3 years old when those ads were on. I remember. But I guess they ran through the 80s as well. On screen, there it is. Yeah, 1983 commercial, 7-Up, no caffeine. But it ran earlier than that as well, because I remember him. I remember the house we lived on and where the TV was, and I remember watching that ad on all the time, and I remember it. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Here is Paul Joseph Watson's report. And people said, well, this is silliness. Why even cover it? Because the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, was set up in 1913 by the Jewish mafia in New York because they kept getting in trouble, you know, Bugsy Siegel and people doing things. And so they set it up to then go after anybody that ever criticized Jewish mafia. And whenever I say that, it's all over the news that I'm this anti-Semite and I hate Jews, but then David Duke doesn't like me and the Nazis all hate me. Everybody knows I don't dislike Israel. I'm not anti-Jew. But there's Italian mafia. There's Irish mafia. There's Jewish mafia. There's Jamaican mafia. There's Russian mafia. There's Japanese mafia. There's Chinese mafia. There's Taiwanese mafia. There's Laotian mafia. There's Mexican mafia. There's Brazilian mafia. There's Colombian mafia. You don't dislike Colombians when you say they got a really dangerous, mean mafia. They're just known to be dangerous and mean, like anybody else. So the ADL was set up by a guy named Jones, strangely enough. I've read the history of it. You can read it too, mainline history. To like go after anybody that criticized the Jewish mafia as anti-Semitic. And so then Nazi collaborators give him money, like George Soros, they give him awards. Arnold Schwarzenegger does. And every time the media, when I talk about the ADL and its bad past, or how they've lost lawsuits, or how they've been caught, you know, breaking into police departments and stealing files on people, I mean, they're a serious organization. They say, oh, he's anti-Semitic. He says it's Jewish mafia. Well, yeah, the Jewish mafia protects Nazis like George Soros, yes. So I'm not against Jews. I'm for Jews. That's why I'm exposing it. But the media will never report that I'm exposing the Jewish mafia that in World War II worked with Hitler to shake Jews down who were trying to get out of Europe and who demanded a big stake and cut of the money. The ADL wasn't involved in that, but some of the Jewish mafias in Europe were, like George Soros. They just cover up for the Jewish mafia. And it's horrible to help round up Jews and send them to death camps like George Soros did. And if that's anti-Semitic, then I'm anti-Semitic because I don't support people that round up Jews and send them to death camps. But when I'm attacked in hundreds of newspapers tomorrow for saying that, they will not tell you what I said about the rest of it. And that's how it works. That's how it works in America. Because it's all pure deception. You'd expose Arnold Schwarzenegger for loving Hitler. You'd expose George Soros for working with Hitler, helping round up Jews by the thousands. That's anti-Semitic. That's the ADL. What's that tell you about the ADL? Well, they've come out and said Mike Cernovich and the lady that he's with are anti-Semitic because they said, A-OK, we got our passes. Because they've said Trump is anti-Semitic for saying A-OK, and it's code word. Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied symbols. I'd never heard anybody until the last year say that's a white power symbol. That is the biggest load of baloney the earth has ever seen. It means A-OK. Is the black actor in the 7-Up commercial saying delicious, I guess aspartame-loaded, sugar-free, you know, globalist garbage? He's saying it's A-OK. That's a symbol. Chefs do that. When they walk up, they say, you're going to love this meal. In fact, if you do that symbol and then kiss your lips, French and Italian cuisine, it means it's the best out there. I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time with my beloved John Harmon up at GCN. So let's go ahead and go to the evil report. Here it is, and then we'll show you the 7-Up ad. Here it is.
Doing the OK hand sign now means you're a neo-Nazi. That's according to The Independent, who published an entire article defaming Mike Cernovich and Cassandra Fairbanks as white supremacists. The same Independent that simultaneously writes hit pieces about me while begging for an interview. The article was based on a tweet by Fusion reporter Amanda Roller, which said,
just two people doing a white power hand gesture in the White House.
The Independent said,
the Anti-Defamation League characterizes the symbol as a racist hand sign.
And that's fake news. The ADL never said doing the OK symbol was a, quote, racist hand sign. They were talking about a completely different hand sign using two hands where one hand forms the letter W and the other hand forms the letter P to represent WP or white power. And the Independent is so stupid, they literally debunk themselves in their own article by pointing this out. I don't know which is more retarded. Calling Cernovich a white supremacist when he has a Persian wife and a mixed race baby, pretty white supremacist. Calling Cassandra Fairbanks a white supremacist when she's Puerto Rican. Or completely falling for a 4chan troll that set out to fool verified libtards on Twitter into thinking the OK sign had been co-opted by neo-Nazis. That's literally what 4chan said, and they fell for it. The fact that I even have to explain this to you f***ing morons makes me want to kill myself. Trump does the OK sign when he's making a point.
Hand gesture with an L shape. So it's right here. It looks precise.
Say right now.
Wishy-washy, he's got this nail.
Just like other politicians do this thumb-to-fist thing when they're making a point. Trump does it to make a point, not to signal white supremacy. Cernovich, Fairbanks, and everyone else do it because they're Trump supporters, not because they're white supremacists, you idiots. It's called a meme. Here's noted white supremacist Barack Obama doing the OK sign. This black Trump supporter does it too. Must be a white supremacist. This 10-year-old kid's definitely a white supremacist. Here's another white supremacist. Not all people who have a different opinion to you are white supremacists. Have you grasped that yet? Unfortunately for libtards, constantly smearing people as neo-Nazis because they're too thick to come up with an actual counter-argument is no longer an option. Fairbanks says she's suing the Independent and possibly the moron who first defamed her as a white supremacist in the tweet.
We are suing the Independent.
The Independent out of
and
the
probably
UK.
The journalist as well.
You're going after
a little bit
for slandering you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And possibly the woman from Fusion and maybe even Fusion.
Great.
For starting.
Yeah. Listen, OK signs aren't racist. Milk isn't racist. Cartoon frogs aren't racist. Not looking someone in the eye isn't racist. By trivializing racism to such a ludicrous degree, you make actual racists and white supremacists look reasonable in comparison to your hysterical idiocy. You utter cretins.
That's Paul Watson for InfoWars.com. By the way, I make mistakes routinely. When I do, I own up to it. I hadn't watched Paul's report. I watched most of them, but I hadn't seen it yet. I just knew it would be good. So I played it, tying it into all this. I'd seen all the mainstream news articles the last month saying the ADL said that the OK sign was racist. And I do stand by what I said on other issues about the ADL, but I guess that was even too stupid for them. I guess now they've explained that that's not what they meant because it was so ridiculous. So this is even too out of control for the ADL. And by the way, the ADL's gone after real racists, you know, white supremacists, kill people, murder black groups. That's fine. Do that all day. But don't sit there and then paint everybody that you politically don't agree with on gun control or open borders as racist. It just doesn't hold water like calling Trump a racist in the news. I'm going to play that clip in a minute. Maxine Waters saying that he's racist and it's a code word and it's a dog whistle to say we've got to have a border. Does Mexico having a southern border and a southern fence and deporting illegals, does that mean they hate other Latin Americans? No. They understand those are poorer countries bringing crime, and they can't just let unlimited, unvetted people in. That's why when I fly into Cancun or Puerto Vallarta to see those beautiful beaches and the great Mexican culture and the great food and the great art, when I go down there to get laid back, because there is a laid-back vibe, when I go down to Isla Mujeres or wherever, I've got to fill out forms. I've got to say where I'm staying, what I'm doing, how long I'll be there. And if you stay a day or two longer, they call your hotel and say, why are you not here? And you get arrested or fined at the airport. Because Mexico's its own country. That's what countries do. Now, let's talk about what's really, really racist. Against the human race, our one race, what I covered last hour. Why is diet soda bad for your brain? Forbes, aspartame, making you fat, making you hungry, eating holes in your brain. Told you that 20 years ago from scientists and the documents. Now it's mainstream news. Daily Mail, how the CIA put microphones and systems in cyborg cats, now declassified, from the 1960s. What do you think they're doing now? Silicon Valley, high fat diet, increasing life, increasing IQ, increasing health. Everything we told you 20 years ago. SSRIs in the major JAMA neurology filing is causing massive brain hemorrhages and death and intracranial hemorrhaging. That's on InfoWars.com with links to all the major government news sites. Now, since we mentioned it, here's the 7-Up commercial with the black actor from the 1970s and 80s, if you're a radio listener, I'll narrate it, doing the OK sign to say it's high-quality soda. Here it is.
This is where they grow 7-Up, and from these, 7-Up gets its natural, light, refreshing taste. Crisp and clean and no caffeine. Never had it, never will. Now, you already know how much caffeine Pepsi and Coke have. But did you know that Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew have even more caffeine? Now, just try growing something like that around here. Don't you feel good about it?
Good, healthy drink without the caffeine. Isn't that nice? And, of course, a few years later, they started putting aspartame in other drinks, both Pepsi and, of course, Coca-Cola. That was Jeffrey Holder. According to the media, another noted white supremacist, because he had the double sign. And look, I know, you know this is idiotic. You're probably sick of me talking about it. The reason I'm harping on it is they want to be able to take anything in language they want and declare it persona non grata to say it's not allowed, to say that you can't do it, to say that you can't have it. to say you can't have Halloween parties at colleges, to say you can't have a dorm named Lynch Hall because a rich Democrat gave money to build a hall because the word lynch is in it. It triggers people to think of blacks being lynched, and so they remove the name. This is how they attack language. This is how they attack culture. Now, I've got some Trump clips I want to get to, but I want to take your phone calls. Do you think Trump's selling us out in the first 102 days now, or do you think he's done things that are amazing and unprecedented? What do you think about the North Korea situation I'm going to be getting into? Also, Facebook has come out with some new information, so shocking that I personally didn't even know they were doing this, and I thought I was aware of all of the horrible things they're doing. I'll tell you about that at the start of the next segment, and much more. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree, all I ask is you have a good, clean phone line. We'd love to talk to you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, 800-259-9231. Now, let's go over a few issues here. It's been sold out for over a month and a half. As you know, it's our bestseller of all time when it comes to the personal hygiene products. My dad is a retired, well, he's not retired yet, but about to be a retired dentist and oral surgeon. He went to the biggest non-fluoride maker in the country. It's a household name. Everybody knows it. It's a very northern state. But under our contract, we can't say who. They then private label it for us with the colloidal silver, with the iodine, and with the peppermint and tea tree oil. We have the children's that's basically sold out now, but more is coming in soon, that doesn't have the peppermint, so it's not as strong. This is concentrated. There's the equivalent basically of two tubes in each one when it comes to the ingredients. Doesn't have the fillers. It is now back in stock, ladies and gentlemen. Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste, and your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your family and your teeth. It funds this operation so that we can stand up against the globalists and their attacks to try to shut us down. And the good news is being banned off Google Ads, being banned off AdRoll, being sued, being attacked, being demonized, we've got more audience, more listeners, and more funding. It's not substantively larger, but it's more than we would normally this time of year. So we can fund our operations. We've made up most of the millions of dollars we lost in the advertising they took away. But they're targeting everybody. They're targeting myself, Bill O'Reilly, you name it. Not that Bill did good things. I don't like Bill, and I don't endorse what Bill did. I think Bill was a bully. He's bullied me. He's bullied others. But they targeted him. Democrats can get away with murder. You know, it's not sexual harassment when you're a Democrat. And so if they can get him, if they can get Limbaugh, they can get Drudge, if they can get me, if they can get anybody. That's why you've seen Beck start to sell out. He knows the writing's on the wall. He believes he's joined with the elite. Of course, that destroyed him even faster. So we're doing good in the face of the storms getting worse and the waves getting larger. But we're growing barely fast enough to keep the waves from coming over. So we need explosive support in the face of this. Everybody needs fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste. Everybody needs the new Paul Watson shirt. Women really love it. Because guys don't really want to wear a guy on them, do they? I know I don't. It says conservatism is the new counterculture. Infowars.com on the back. And this triggers liberals everywhere. When they see this picture of Watson online, a lot of them copy it, a lot of them twist it, a lot of them defame it. Because they hate the a good-looking person that's kind of the archetype of what trendies look like. You know, 6'4", good-looking guy like Watson. He kind of looks like, somebody from one of those popular vampire movies in a good way. They cannot stand Paul. So it's a great way to trigger him. And the shirts are about to sell out. More are going to come in the next month, but I'm really blown away by how this is going to be maybe our best-selling shirt. Paul's right. So InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to end the special today because I don't want to run out of the bone broth formula in the next 2 weeks before more comes in. Our sales have been too successful. It's turmeric. It's bone broth. It's chaga mushrooms. It's bee pollen. It's concentrated alfalfa protein. You talk about supercharging your body. You talk about energy. You talk about meal replacement. You talk about high quality. 4.7 stars, 628 reviews. Go read them for yourself. Bone broth, ultimate caveman paleo. A couple scoops of this. Mix it in with milk. It tastes so good. Put in some ice cubes in the blender. My children think it's Ovaltine. And it's Ovaltine isn't bad. It's got some vitamins and minerals in it, but they're mainly synthetic. Ours is amazing. It's the light year step after that. 53% off, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on any item. It's a loss leader when you sign up for AutoShip, and it funds our operation. Caveman, 53% off. And we've got 33% off on the Liver Shield. but only for another day or two. InfoWarsStore.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I just knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
We're going to your phone calls. James, Ron, Skit, Vito, Jessica, and many others on the other side. 800-259-9231 is the number. Climate change rally in Colorado postponed after monster snowstorm. I saw a very powerful film, The Promise, this weekend about the Armenian genocide that I want to do a proper review of the next few days. But I also saw the ad here in the trailers for the new Inconvenient Fraud by the bloated liar in chief, Al Gore. And I'm going to do a review today. I'm going to shoot a review in HD at the end of the broadcast that we will premiere tomorrow on the show. Because everything they say in the dramatic intro is a lie and is a fraud. So I'm going to be covering that tomorrow. So that's coming up. But it just builds Al Gore as the savior of the world. And, of course, pay him carbon taxes, he'll save you. While they ignore all the real threats, the GMO, the genetic engineering, the chimeras, the geoengineering that's going on, all the really bad things the globalists are doing on purpose to change the biological makeup of the planet. Yeah, human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. Will you guys print me that again? Because when I cut this piece today about Al Gore, that ties into it. I'm going to show my press conference Friday where everybody from the Huffington Post to the Daily Beast to the Austin American Statesman, they all laughed at me, and NBC laughed at me, and they all giggled and said, he's crazy. He thinks they're crossing humans with animals. And then one writer said, oh, sure, we're injecting human cells into pigs. No, they're creating part human, part pigs, part human, part monkey, part human, part fish. Part fish, part insect, and it's crossing the genetic line of diseases that previously only insects got, humans wouldn't get. Or if a pig could get something, we couldn't get it. It's called zoological diseases and zoological viruses and zoological bacterium that we were never affected by. Zoological, other than human. Everyone I know in Austin, everyone can barely breathe now. I grew up in Texas. I was born here. I know at least 10 people close to me that can't get out of bed who have their heads spinning right now, who have, what's the scientific term of it? I'm having one of those brain you know what's. It's not vertigo, because vertigo is when you go up high and then you get dizzy. What's it called whenever you've got a middle ear problem and so everything's spinning? I guess vertigo is the term. But they've got vertigo. And some people, and I know in Austin, are having to leave Austin because the pollen is so bad they're getting year-round vertigo. And I mean, these aren't hypochondriacs. These are people that run marathons. These are people that are high-powered lawyers. These are people that are super smart. And people are leaving Austin. In fact, I've said this many times. There it is. Allergies and dizziness, the cause and the treatment. That's out of Healthline. And it's getting worse and worse. No one had this 30, 40 years ago. It's the GMO that's triggering autoimmune responses where now the natural environment is killing us. It's like that movie, The Happening, where the trees start killing everybody. I went to Hawaii. Zero allergies. I got off the plane sick in 10 minutes. I go to the desert somewhere, no allergies. I come back here, used to be a month out of the year, then 2 months. Now, I've been dealing with allergies for 6 months, and if I wasn't drinking more water and taking X2 and things, it'd be even worse. Because I'm doing okay. I just get headaches and sneeze and feel crappy. I just bowl through it. A lot of people can't bowl through it. But I'll tell you, if I start getting vertigo and dizzy like a lot of people are getting, I got to go. My son's in super good shape, exercises all the time, taller than I am, and he's had vertigo for 2 days in bed from allergies. Took him to the doctor. And I'm saying this isn't natural, folks. It isn't normal. You look at people and they look sick. They look weirded out everywhere. They look like zombies. You hear the conversations. It's super dumbed down. And it's just getting worse and worse. I talk to people all over New York, Kentucky, Tennessee, California. They've all got super bad allergies. And they say, yeah, just a few years ago, I wasn't sick like this all the time. I don't know what's going on. Well, something's going on, people. And where are all the elites moving? Tasmania and Kauai. And they're very controlled there through the government of Australia and the government of state government of Hawaii. They won't let any other new plants in, no new stuff. They said you do basically decontamination when you come in, and there's a reason the elite are going there. And it gets worse than that. They've got pharmacological farms growing all over the United States where for 30 years they can program crops like corn to produce live vaccines, chemicals, anything they want. Plants are magic. You can program them to grow basically anything you want. The problem is they're giving off pollen. The bees are getting it. They're dying. They're spreading it to other plants. They are now seeing things like corn growing out of oak trees in Texas. That never happened before. But they've spliced the corn with so many other genetics of plants and animals and other insects that it's now jumping species into other animals and jumping in the same, I guess, plant kingdom in the flora, and is now jumping within the flora family into other plants. And it's getting exponentially worse. And I'm like, why are they doing this? Why are they geoengineering? Why are they poisoning? Why are they releasing all these GMO things in the open? Why are they doing it? And you can see the result. It's killing everything. The plants are dying. The insects are dying. The birds are dying. You go to big forests all over the U.S. now. They're like quiet. I talk to the Forest Service people. I talk to the biologist. I talked to the animal biologist. I talked to everybody, and they say something's going on. Aluminum is up 10 times or more on average in places like California in the soil, and people don't know why. They're spraying it out of the jet fuel. It's added to the jet fuel. It's been declassified. And I'm sitting here talking about this, covering it, and Trevor Noah makes jokes about it when I can type in right now, Council on Foreign Relations, Geoengineering of Planet Earth. NASA, Geoengineering of Planet Earth. Energy Department sprays barium salts, aluminum dioxide, patents. Patents for spraying, for adding aluminum dioxide, barium salts to jet fuel for aerosol distribution to create a sunscreen to stop global warming. You'll read patents, you'll read UN reports, and you'll read the Energy Department saying they're doing it now. And something I've noticed, because used to, just 15 years ago and on, no matter what time of year it was, so-called condensation trails, even during the summer at low altitude. Now, have you noticed suddenly since Trump got in that chemtrails are down like 90%? In fact, I haven't been seeing any of them. Not in the winter when they're supposed to be forming. Airplane contrails may be creating accidental geoengineering. That's the Smithsonian. That's their little whitewash. Oh, they're accidentally creating it. No, when they add barium salt, aluminum dioxide, or other radioactive isotopes, it creates artificial nuclei and then forms cloud banks. It's called cloud seeding. I'm digressing. I said I'd go to your phone calls. But first, because I mentioned it, let me play, because they're demonizing the AOK, Zionist, white power. They're demonizing all languages evil. Now we have Maxine Waters saying Trump's illegal immigration comments are racist and a dog whistle. Lady, the one pushing racism's you. And pushing war with Russia, saying Russia invaded Korea. I mean, you're as dumb and out of touch as Nancy Pelosi, who said George W. Bush was president again on Sunday. Who are these dingbats? Retire already, lady. But you didn't know where Russia was on a map 50 years ago, did you, Pelosi? Did you, Waters? You're a bunch of rich ladies put in there by the elites because you'll do whatever you're told. Let's play the clip.
I want to let you listen to Donald Trump last night at his Pennsylvania rally, going back at this issue of immigration with his supporters. Take a listen.
Year after year, you pleaded for Washington to enforce our laws. As illegal immigration surged, refugees flooded in, and lax vetting threatened your family's safety and security. Your pleas have finally been there. Oh, don't worry, we're going to have the wall. Don't worry about it.
Your response, Congresswoman.
That is absolutely racist. That's that dog whistling that's saying to people, this is what is happening in America with you and all the problems that we have. He's using the Latino population and Mexicans right across the border. to create fear in his constituency and those people who tend to want to believe that. It is absolutely divisive. No leader, no president should be saying and doing the kinds of things that he's doing just to keep a constituency together. It's outrageous.
The Democrats are the party of the KKK. They're the one race baiting. We can't have a totally open border. Nobody has that. That's a free country. We can't just have unvetted coming in. And we've had a 53% or 43% drop in illegals coming in just in the last few months since President Trump got in. She's the one race baiting. But I love how the reporter acts like they caught, you know, Junior stealing money out of mama's purse. The other reporter says, what do you think of this? Like, boy, we caught him saying something amazing that our country could actually have a border. That's the disgusting nature of this brainwashing. But since we're playing Trump clips, let's go to one more of these. Trump mocks White House Correspondents' Dinner at the PA rally that mesmerized folks over the weekend. Let's play this clip, and then I'm going right to Ron and other callers. Here it is.
As you may know, there's another big gathering taking place tonight in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about it?
Ratings.
A large group of Hollywood actors.
Everybody's so sick of Hollywood. Being a celebrity sucks.
Washington media are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now.
That's right. Remember him laughing at Trump a year ago? Not laughing now.
They are gathered together for the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president. And I could not possibly be more thrilled than to be more than 100 miles away from Washington swamp.
Exactly. Who wants to be part of these elites and their power trips?
Evening with all of you.
Their arrogance.
And with a much, much larger crowd and much better people, right?
That's right. This is all about the elites being a joke, royalty being a joke, the new royalty, Hollywood being a joke. They set themselves up as if they're the controllers of culture. They're losing control. They can't stand it. That's why they want to destroy me, you, Trump, everybody. Trump's far from perfect. He's being pushed into confrontation with Russia, Syria, North Korea's belligerent. That's a problem. But he's got to stand up to North Korea. But on the economy.
The media back there, they would actually rather be here, I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah, most of the camera folks are with us. This is about populism, folks. It's bigger than Trump. It's about breaking with the system, breaking with the elite.
That's right.
Build that wall. Which, by the way, they got a lot of Mexican contractors and U.S. contractors wanting to build it. I say, let Mexico help build it. Mexico's got its own fence and wall down there. They better. Guatemala's collapsed.
Like CNN and MSNBC are fake news.
They are.
Fake.
They're enemies.
News.
Enemies of the American people. And then Gergen says, oh, he's so hateful, the most
and
divisive.
They're sitting and they're wishing. In Washington, they're watching right now. They're watching, and they would love to be with us right here tonight.
Absolutely. We're talking about a bunch of fake mummies.
But they're trapped at the dinner, which will be very, very boring.
That's right. Most people that work for the system.
But next year,
hate it.
Maybe we'll make it more exciting for them in Washington, and we'll show up. But we have a good chance of showing up here again next year too.
That's right. Take the power away from them. Stop letting MSM dictate where you have a rally or what you do or where you go or who you talk to or, oh, my gosh, the MSM's attacking you. The MSM's calling you all these names. The MSM is doing nothing but trying to destroy you and your family. That's because they're scum. You've got to call their bluff and let yourself have the fight with them. They're not real. They're fake. That's why they call us fake all day. All right, let's go to James in California. We'll go to Ron, Skits, Beto, Jessica, and others. James, thanks for holding her on the air.
Oh, hello, Alex. I've been a listener since your appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I just wanted to say how great it is to hear someone else who understands the real dangers of aspartame. Growing up, my family always warned me about the dangers of it, saying how it would, like, give you cancer, give you all those tumors like you were mentioning. And I don't think, like, a lot of the people really understand how it really is the silent killer for most people. Like, you can see the outward effects, like the obesity that's killing millions of people every year. And it's just really concerning to see.
Well, that's right. And look, it's not like I just guessed 22 years ago exposing it. People were exposing it when it was made legal back in 1981. Since day one, they couldn't get it approved in the 70s. People have been fighting this since the 70s when it was invented. They had developed a type of bacteria that could eat toxic waste. And they noticed the GMO bacteria then would excrete or defecate out aspartame, a sweet-tasting poison. It's very addictive. So it's like a science fiction movie, a sweet-tasting poison from a GMO bacteria that they put in everything now. I'm going to come back and let you finish up, James, since I went to that your call a little bit late. We'll come back and talk more about that. So I wasn't a trailblazer exposing aspartame, but it's one more thing now in Forbes, everywhere admitting it makes you fat, gives you brain tumors, kills you, just like Prozac. Thank you, James. We'll come right back to you. Stay with us.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Roger Stone just called. He's got really big breaking news at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Steve Pachinik's popping in as well. We want to know why they're coming after us, why they're trying to shut us down, why the Federal Reserve Board itself, one of their top national members on the New York Fed that runs it, is suing me. We're upsetting their whole system. Dr. Corsi is getting intel from the White House daily, posting articles that get no attention because they're so powerful. Where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac got looted by Republican senators and Democrats and Obama, where they actually stole now upwards of $300 billion. That's why they hate us, because they're scared some of these big stories will actually end up getting out. Treasury Secretary confirms InfoWars.com reporting on Obamacare looting scheme theft. Well, yeah, how do you think they confirm? Because the White House points this out to us. We go get the documents. Of course, he has a degree from Harvard in banking and finance. He's worked at the State Department. I'll just leave it at that. Let's say he's been a consultant for certain agencies. And that's what he's doing. This is Pulitzer Prize-winning stuff. But it's not sexy to the public, so nobody's promoting it. But it's scaring the hell out of the system that we've got these whistleblowers on. And that we can magnify what Cernovich is saying and what Paul's saying. I want to go back to James and Ron and Skits and Beto and Jessica. I promise I'm going to get to all of you. We've got so much to break down here, so much to go over. But I just want to encourage all the listeners and viewers to understand we have Liver Shield. That is a known concentrate of herbs and compounds that help open up the liver and get the toxins out that have been built up in it. Go find out about Liver Shield yourself. You can take it with the Oxy powder and do a gallbladder or liver cleanse. Consult your physician, though. This is really serious stuff. It's discounted. It's only $20 right now, 33% off, very concentrated into an oil form. Your purchase supports the broadcast, 888-253-3139. And 53% off Caveman ends today. It's got to end today. James, finishing up about aspartame, what is it like to hear your family warn of it decades ago and now seeing mainstream news admitting it gives you brain tumors?
It's really amazing. It's an amazing thing to see, honestly, seeing how they were on top of this way before anyone else. Like, kids on the street would just call me crazy. Why they guzzle down a six-pack of Diet Coke?
And I've warned people thousands of times about Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi if it's aspartame. They just laugh at me to the point I've quit.
Yeah, it's really hard to try to convince people of these things as, like, a simple thing like food. They see it as a staple of their life, and they don't want to give it up.
Well, God bless you, brother. Keep up the good work. Let's go ahead and go to Ron in the great state of Vermont. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know about the great state because they called for...
You were colonized by the liberals, but I tell you, it's sure a beautiful state. I've been there.
Yeah, it is. It is very, it's terrific. And Sanders is, he's a pretty good guy, I gotta say. You know, we meet him on Church Street and, you know, he's kind of a regular guy.
Yeah, he's certainly not an elitist. He's certainly not an elitist.
Right. What I wanted to say is 2 years ago you asked your audience, what would it take for you to get involved? And for me, it was when they take away my choice of whether to vaccinate my children or my grandchildren, because I'm 60, that would be the time. And I voiced my opinion. RFK's son was here, you know, advocating, you know, to not mandate vaccines, but it didn't
work.
Isn't
it great that Trump put him on that, to head up that commission?
I hope so, because I believe that the health care will never, ever be fixed, because we are, you know, dysfunctionally, we are not healthy. That's why we spend the most on...
Ron, you're a really articulate caller. Stay there. I'm going to these callers late up at breaks. I apologize. I'm going to start the third hour. Ron in Vermont, then Skits, Beto, and Jessica. I'm going to go to all you before Pachinik, and then Roger Stone with breaking news. Third hour straight ahead. They're trying to censor us. Please spread the links. Tell folks to tune in. That's how we're beating them. Because of you. Thank you. We're in this together. Thank you. Thank you. Don't thank me.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper